Basically, what we're doing at Ben Milam this year is it's not an action item. It's just an update for you as a board. We're transferring a principal in district to Ben Milam with the resignation of our principal at Ben Milam. We had an opening at Milam. We are going to transfer Dr. Hugo Ibarra, who's from Navarro Elementary School, over to Ben Milam. Ben Milam is our one campus that has been low performing several years. This will be the second year, though. It's at stage two.
If it comes back
the way we're predicting, this will be the second year. Upon looking at applicants, internal and external, it's really not right to have a principal that's never had experience go to a campus like Ben Milam without some experience. Dr. Ibarra, it's a predominantly bilingual campus. Dr. Ibarra, of course, being bilingual, has done a wonderful job at Navarro, and he's up for the task, wants to take the position. Those students have going to have to progress, because in 2 years, even with the realignment, those students still have to perform at a high level, and we have got to get these students in this community, in that area, to do more buy-in. We'll have to have more community forums at Ben Milam, talk more publicly to that community about scores and what the possibilities are of that campus if scores don't improve. But we feel like Dr. Ibarra will make a fine addition. He's done a good job at Navarro, which has been predominantly bilingual, and we think Dr. Ibarra will do an excellent job. He's been 11 years in education. The past 3 years, he's been principal at Navarro. Prior to that, he was actually assistant principal at Bryan High School, and we feel very confident in his abilities to help lead Milam out of the academic hardships they're in right now. Well, we put it on there as a motion only because we didn't, at that point when we set the agenda, it was either going to be an internal candidate or an external candidate. External candidate being you need to vote on, internal candidate's transfer, or you can vote on it, either one. It really doesn't.
And what's your plan for the
We're working on that this week. Yes, ma'am.
So I guess Dr. Ibarra is planning on a 2-year promotion.
Dr. Barr will be fine in 2 years. Yeah, he'll do fine. He is actually quite excited about this. He's been part of the NCUST process at Navarro, and really even in the summertime, or this past year when we went right before summer started, he had mentioned that if one of the jobs came open at one of these very difficult campuses, he wanted to transfer over because he thinks he can do it. And there will be no one that will work harder, loves kids anymore than Hugo Ibarra. Dr. Ibarra, when you go to Navarro today or any other day, you'll see those little kids will just do anything for him. They listen to him. He's a bilingual product himself. He came from Monterrey, Mexico, and then worked his way up as a bilingual student to a bilingual teacher to a bilingual assistant principal, and then to a bilingual campus principal. So he's got the experience as a bilingual instructor.
Okay.